Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art.
Welcome
in the
to
writing life.
The Questions, episode 841. Today we hear from Tim, who asks,
how do you know when you've written enough for a day, a week, a month?
For me, when I've got when I hit a point where I'm looking at the screen more than I'm typing, I know I'm hitting the point of diminishing returns, and at that point I just look for a good stopping place where I'll have a good hook to pick up in the future. Sometimes it's 100 words later. Sometimes it's 1,000. Sometimes I get my second wind in the process. But, you go by feel.
Either that or when your fingers explode and light pours out of them, and that's when you stop for the day.
Well, you say that, but actually, if the carpal tunnel gets really bad, you stop. Yeah, when you grind to a halt. Or when life intervenes, if you've got an appointment, you know, you've got this many hours and then your hours are up, well, it's time to stop for the day. If you're working to a word count, you're like, I have to get 1,000 words every day or 3,000 words every day, and you just go until you get there, then you get there and you stop. There's all sorts of ways to meter it. It's varied enough through my life that I suspect that it's not just individualized, but it varies a lot for everybody, depending on what they're working on. Like the book that I'm writing right now, I was on track to finish it in a week, and then I hit a point where I was like, nope, need research. So I had to stop and read 5 books. And when I get done reading these 5 books, I'll be able to finish the rest of it in a couple days. But I hit a wall, and I was like, nope, not playing fair with the audience if I don't go and refresh my research on this stuff. So I did, and that was when I knew it was time to stop writing for a little while, or at least on that project. So, there you go. I suppose if your creative well is dry, that's an indicator that you need to readjust the balance between writing exercise and audiencing or learning. But, again, highly individualized. So, sorry I don't have a more clear and cut-and-dried answer for you, but that's what I got. Good luck. And we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment or a creative death threat, or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.